Welcome back to my dirty house, y'all. We don't have an episode this week because we went to the ER last night. I'm obviously not the one that's sick, but we just don't have the whole gang here. So, I'm adding a component that I've been wanting to add for a little minute here. And I know I have a makeshift setup, but you just gotta bear with me. You know what I'm saying? We're just getting stuff right. Before we get into it, I'm at a stage right now where I'll do YouTube, but what I was doing on YouTube is not working, basically because of the resources that we had at the time. I mean, I can get more equipment and things of that nature, but I'm just trying to make the process of getting my reps in on YouTube as easy as possible. So weeks like this where my co-host literally can't do the show because she just came home from the ER. We'll tell y'all about the story she wants to next time we get an episode out. But like, we literally can't do anything. And sometimes that happens if I have to work on a Friday night for like a release or something. Things like this will happen. But I still want to be able to get the content out, even if it's not polished per se. But I have things to say. You know what I'm saying? And I think some people would like to hear these things on top of that. So I wanted to get back to my album review mode. And I think I'm going to just try out a couple things with this. I'm obviously going to have to edit this. Let me just give you a couple of singles that I like that came out in the last few weeks. And we'll go over a couple of albums. We'll deeply go into the ones that I really like, some that I glazed over. And so the last couple weeks, the stuff that I've been listening to is Hall & Nash 2, West Side Gunn & Conway. It came out December 29th. Hall & Nash 2, that's been on repeat. I kind of had to stop it because Benny's album came out. More albums have come out for me to go over. Oh, before I forget, let me tell you why I think I should be talking about hip-hop. I'm a hip-hop head, guys. I've been listening to hip-hop since I was 6. And the reason I didn't start listening to it earlier was because I was living with my mom. And that side of my family's Christian. And we don't have to go through all of that, why I wasn't listening to the music if my family's Christian. Let me just check the camera and make sure it's all good. So, I've been listening to hip-hop since I was 6. The first album that I had for myself, I think my dad bought it for me on bootleg, was Get Rich or Die Tryin' by 50 Cent. Pretty much since then, the thing about my growing up with hip-hop was that, like, between, like, 2008 to probably, like, 2015, it was a weird time in hip-hop, and I kind of missed out on a lot of stuff because I didn't have no cell phone of my own or any fine music on the internet. All I used to use the internet for was to post on MySpace or Twitter or search on YouTube. That was it. I didn't start using the internet to actually get information 4 years ago. So once I was able to buy my own cell phone, I listen to albums every Friday. I used to stay up and listen to them, but I'm a kid now and a real job. When I listen to it, I always want to know what's new to put on the playlist when I'm driving around. I don't really like sticking to music. Like, I want to hear some new stuff. So obviously, wouldn't that be a good idea to talk about that if you do content? Yes. And shout out to Flocko, the music critics. We are, I can't say that they suck. They're just not interesting enough for me to even have any recollection of them. But I don't know if that's their fault. It might be just the market. And we'll see with how I'm going to do things. So we'll do some honorable mentions. That would be Hall & Nash 2, West Side Gunn & Conway. No Fairy Tales by Quincy White, that also came out in December of 2023. It's a 7-song EP. You can listen to it all the way through. My favorite songs are Brown and White Van and 10987 featuring D Smoke. You LA niggas have a really great talent of gang banging and like squares, not even knowing what you're doing. I, of course, know what y'all are doing because I fell in love with LA rap once I heard Victory Lap. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I kind of just been in LA music since then. Like, not necessarily in it, but I fuck with it. I fucked with Draco once I actually figured out what he was talking about and the actual situations kind of backed up off of it because that was serious. One thing I will tell you, I still do listen to G Perico. G Perico is one of my favorite rappers. Currently, my favorite rappers are just off the top of my head, like that I listen to a lot. Code of the Friend, G Perico, and the third, probably as far as who I listen to a lot, and Boldy James. Probably like the people that I'm really, if I'm looking for something to play, if like where I can drive through, them three. I'm going to just play the most recent album, one of the favorite ones that I got in the last couple years. It's crazy that besides G Perico, these artists are actually in these most updated albums. No Fairy Tales by Quincy White. Hall & Nash 2. My favorites for that are Fork in the Pot featuring Schoolboy Q. That is an amazing song, like lyrically speaking. Schoolboy Q. You went on back on Fig. You had an amazing interview. You blessed Matt Wappenden with an amazing interview. You had a listening party, and I caught a snippet of this listening party. You're standing next to T-Rell, and I think it was a part of the song. I don't know what song this is. I don't listen to leaks. I'm not that type of fan, but I'm pretty sure the leak's out there because the song is fucking fire. Can you come out with the album, bro? You put two crazy-ass features out on top of that snippet of whatever that song was. So I know you got some next-level mad scientist shit in the tuck. Put the motherfucking album out. And I'm hearing that y'all did this list. I haven't seen the fucking list. I've been dealing with family shit all day. But I hear y'all put this list out. Can you put the album out, bro? Fork in the Pot featuring Schoolboy Q. Crazy verse. And if y'all don't know, the other verse I'm talking about is Pop Out by Larry June that Schoolboy Q's featured on. So, like, completely, both of these songs, he comes in, he completely changes the whole song. And it's not that Westside and Conway didn't do what they're supposed to do on the song. This is just that I think Q's in a different space right now. I just wish that he would, like, let us in because I can tell, but, you know. A second favorite on this is, of course, Judas. Conway blacked on his verse. Conway, I kind of feel bad that this is my first video because Conway had that great album, God Don't Make Mistakes. Honestly, I did have a whole year-end review wrap-up set up. The reason I didn't do it, we couldn't find the time, and it was a lot of drama and just goofy shit going on during the holidays, and I kind of regret it, because, and this is how it's happened, this is why I'm doing this now, I'm not editing this shit gonna be rough, and I'm speaking y'all, my mind to y'all, I haven't seen anybody do music reviews the way that I would, like, what I would expect someone that's like a real music fan to do, so, like your boy Vlad say, if you don't like it, do it yourself, so here we are, and shout out to All Things Real. I've had many content revelations, and he was talking about how niggas don't like Nick videos of you just talking. Well, not just talking, but like educational videos. Like, it gotta be some type of component to be added to it. And I'm black, you know what I'm saying? So I'm probably gonna get black viewers. So I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, massage my way in. Really, I'm trying to not think so straight line when it comes to this content shit. I want to find my groove, my niche. And this is what we're doing. I don't think I'm going to keep this shit in, but whatever. Some honorable mentions. I'm going to be real with y'all since this was probably the most sought after industry album. American Dream by 21 Savage. It's cool. It's cool. It's February 1st. It came out January 12th. I probably haven't listened to it since like the second week that it was out, because there's this thing that industry people do where it's kind of like Chinese food. Like, when you get it where it's hot, it's great. But if you want to come back for leftovers the next day, there's only a certain types of things that you can really eat and enjoy. It's going to just, it just has this taste where it's like, it's good, but it's like, it ain't it. And that's basically what I feel about this album. It's cool. And it seems like that's what the industry is doing. The industry is giving us Chinese food. The industry is giving us like gourmet McDonald's. It's wrapped up and presented as something. And then you open it. So, oh, it's a Big Mac. Like, and I'm not about to act like I never ate a Big Mac. And I haven't eaten a Big Mac in the last year. I have. It's like, yeah, it's a Big Mac. Like, I can eat a Big Mac, but do I want a Big Mac really for dinner? You know what I'm saying? So, I'll say my favorites, the obvious, NHIE featuring Doja Cat. I love Doja Cat, but her niche or whatever she does to bring in the hip-hop people, they have these things that they do. You guys have heard me say these things before. Like, for example, ESTG. I've killed everyone and I made all my money before rap, but I just got into this shit because I killed everyone and I'm not trying to die and I'm trying to bring all my homies up with me. 21 Savage. I will blow your head off. We used to run in houses, kick those, do whatever we could to make money. And guess what? We killed a lot of niggas, but they ain't kill a lot of us. Lil Durk. I'm always have some type of op in the air. Even if I'm not going to come out and diss you, I'm still dissing you. And you hoe-ass niggas from Lamb Run, I got my eye on you too, because you niggas be selling out. He dissed a couple of niggas from Lamb Run several times in that last album. It was very interesting to see, like, because I don't really get into the whole intricacies of things. Like, I might catch something because I watch a 16 Shout'em interview, DJ UTV interview. So I might catch like, oh, wow, there's internal things going on. But I'm never going to know because that's a lot. That's a lot of shit to do. Reddit, I'm not getting into the Reddit shit. But I probably should be saying my ideas on the video. I think getting into the Reddit shit might help me with these hip hop videos. Going on as we continue. Of course, letter to my brother, Dangerous featuring Lil Durk. Nina, somebody said that if you're approaching a certain age, you shouldn't be listening to Travis Scott. And I don't really like the whole, oh, you shouldn't do this if you're this age, because we're all very immature for our age in Western society. Like, it's statistically proven. So I don't really be understanding. Most of the times when somebody says that, they're being immature and they're just like trying to say something to get at somebody. So I don't really take it seriously, but I ain't gonna lie. Travis Scott, I'm kind of done with him. Astroworld came out great. I could still listen to Astroworld right now. Whatever that last album was, I thought it was great the first time I heard it. And it's just one of these albums, one of these industry albums that have come out. I think this thing started in, I think like 2018, 2019. One of those years was like the last year where everybody that put out an album that mattered actually put out an album that mattered. We really get a lot of these albums where it's like, let's see, this is 15 songs. I would say out of these 15 songs, there's probably about 6 or 7 of these songs that's actual pressure. And all this other shit is, it's probably going to work in the club. It might work for social media, but it's not going anywhere. You're not going to hear it a year from now. The only way you're going to hear it is if you save it to your playlist. This is, it's sad. But let's continue, because we don't really need to go deep into that album. The Ceremony by Kevin Yates. I actually did not finish this because I'm going to keep it 100. I watched the Saint and the Sinners live about Kevin Yates. And it wasn't even that he presented new information to me, because I'm a Kevin Yates fan. So, like, I know of the crazy things that he says in his songs, in his videos, the whole Bootleg Kev interview. But, and I'm not going to repeat it on here, but the Saint made a point, and it, my eyes was just like, oh, man. Can't do it no more. I can't do it. But what I will say is that the parts that I did get through, I will say, Dayonce Freestyle, I never let my daughter hear that song. And I probably heard it as many times as I will, because I'm going to start liking it and I might put it on a playlist, and we can't do that. So Dayonce Freestyle, that's a banger. That's a certified banger. Mala, yeah. If these two songs, if something don't happen with one of these two songs or both of them, I don't know what to say about music, because these two are for sure bangers. I'm pretty sure there's some other hitters on the song, but it's a lot of music. I've listened to 3 other albums, and it's a lot of music. It was a lot to get to that Kevin Gates album. So let me talk about the one album that kept me from that, and then we'll talk about my favorite one next. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody Can't Go by Benny the Butcher. This is Benny the Butcher's first studio album while being signed to Def Jam. And it's very interesting on how the credits look on this. Okay, so, all right, so it's his own 5 to 50 Incorporated. If you don't know the 5 to 50 by Benny, you're doing something wrong if you're a fan of that type of rap. Okay, so signed by Def Jam. 12 songs, 40 minutes. Hey, Benny. I'm on this camera now, so I can say the things that I've been thinking. This is the second time you done played us with an album. I know you getting a lot of money. 7.5 out of 10. Most artists, you would be like, oh, okay. Not these Griselda guys. And I'm not mad at it, because I kind of get the industry now. If you've been aware of Griselda from where we can see it, I've known of Griselda since 2018. And it's from 2018, 2021, they all been rapping their ass off. Benny specifically, because Benny was never signed to Shady. And as he said in his album, he's on Twitter a couple years ago, when he really started hitting his stride, he was still doing hand to hand. So he really rapped his way out of the streets, and he's becoming a legitimate businessman. He has his own label. He got his own artist. I ain't gonna lie, Rick Hyde, I was not a fan, but I think the verse, I think that might be the first verse that I'm messing with. And I'm gonna be cool. I'm straight up. I probably heard one of the Plate series. I haven't really delved into it, but what I heard from Rick Hyde at first, I was turned off. But you redeemed yourself on this project, and I think Benny made sure that he came correct. And that's what I like about Griselda and what they do, is like, they just put each other in the right positions. You know what I'm saying? You don't really see any cracks. There was a time where the fans tried to create some, you know, division, and it really wasn't division. It was just some shit that niggas go through as family. Like, it's family is family, doing business and family. It's just what it is. But I gotta be honest with you. Like I said, this album is like a 7.5 out of 10. He has some bangers on her. Big Dog, Everybody Can't Go, Trust More Valuable Than Love. It feels like he kind of hit us with the dope dealer move. He hit you with some fat sacks first couple times. About the 6th or 7th time that you hit him up, you hit him up for the AFI, and it's 2.9 grams. What happened, buddy? It seemed like this is what happened on this album, but I'm not mad at it. From How to Rap, Griselda Express, and Big Time, those are all great songs, but from Back Again to Pillow Talk and Slander. Besides the Rick Hyde's verse, that's a rough stretch of the album, I ain't gonna lie. And Jermaine's Graduation in Bronze, it's high. You know what I'm saying? Even the One Foot In and One Foot Out, I love the song. I love the song because dope. It's that shit is dope, and it's dope that he's able to build, feed his family and bring his homies up as well and do what they're doing because it's inspirational. But listen, just listen to the song. Nigga said I was 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Like it's one of those songs that's cool, but you can't keep listening to it because it just gets funny as you keep listening to it. Of course, Stove God's verse on that, Immaculate, that's another guy where it's like, hey man, you put out great music. It's been like 5 years. Hello, can you stop killing it on other people's albums? What deal are you in, Stove God? Like, can you put out an album, bro? What are we doing? So, back to it. 7 out of 10 because you put a couple seeds in the bag. You put a couple buds of that $20 AFI when I paid for a $60 AFI. So, 7 out of 10. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was trying to listen to this album. I'm a music head, so I don't, you know, maybe y'all not music heads, so you may not do this. There's times where you'll hear an album from one of your favorite guys, and you know, this is not it. This is mid, but you just keep listening to it to try to, like, force yourself to find the good in it. And I think I've done that with some music. Like, actually, I don't believe that this one is one. Bryson Tiller, his second album. Everybody believes that is a fumble. I will stand on the fact that it is not. And his album after that, Anniversary, I believe that Bryson Tiller has increased every album that he's made, basically. But we're not talking about that right now. So, 7 out of 10. And I want to talk about one more album, and I got a couple of bangers for y'all. So, this seems to happen every time Coda the Friend puts out an album. I didn't know he was coming out. I was actually looking forward to some industry shit, and then Coda the Friend steals the show for me. And I think why Coda the Friend steals the show for me is, number one, he can rap his ass off. He raps a lot, but he doesn't rap like he raps a lot. Like, he puts out a good amount of music. And I saw that interview where you said you was about to stop, and I think, like, we've reached the point where you said you was going to stop. Can you not stop, bro? Like, I know you being a dad and all that. Fam, you got to keep this shit alive, especially for New York. I don't know what they doing with that drill shit. Please don't stop making music, Coda. Please don't take a break. Niggas, all these niggas is taking breaks. Russ put out a great album, but Russ. Hey, Russ, you did some Drake shit on that last album, which was actually better than what Drake did. We need another chomp or something, Russ, because Russ fans are what I'm talking about. So, back to what I was saying. Lyrics to Go Volume Number 5 by Coda the Friend is something that Coda does where he basically just getting on that bitch rap. I feel like this project had a little bit more of a direction. Maybe he took his break already. Because I remember when the interview that he did, I don't know when I watched that. I think it was early last year. And I think it was old, actually. So he might have already got the break that he was talking about. Because he was saying, oh, I got 3 more albums. I don't know. But it kind of sounds like these lyrics are up to date, and it seems like he's done a little bit more living. He talks about he always talks about the same things, but just like a different time, basically. He's talking about, I think he made a reference to the DV allegations that he had, but he kind of went a little bit more into it. And of course, it always happens the way that it happens with good men when it comes to getting allegations for domestic violence. A woman comes out and alleges that you put your hands on her. Everybody kills you with no evidence. And then later, or not even years later, because if I remember specifically, the allegations were debunked like a couple days after they came out. They're debunked. Nobody actually pays any attention to how the allegations are debunked. And then after they're debunked, it comes out, oh, she was hitting you. That is all alleged, because I don't know if that he, what if that what he was referring to in the album, but I'm pretty sure it was. But all of these fire. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you can't stop making music, Coda. Who does this anymore, where you actually get 12 tracks of fire in 27 minutes? You can have a whole session and let it go through. You can do a whole workout. You can go walk on the track. You can do whatever. You can cook dinner listening to this music. You can do whatever wholesome thing you want to do listening to this music. 10 out of 10. If you've never heard of Coda the Friend, I would give him a listen, especially if you're like me and you like lyrical rap and you kind of, I was sucked in, was because y'all lyrical niggas wasn't put out, besides Coda, y'all put out good enough shit in the last couple of years. So I kind of had to switch over to listening to gangster music. But honestly, it's just been, it's so much, so many things have happened. I have my daughter, and it's like, I listen to gangster rap, but I'm not going to listen to it around my daughter. And I don't believe in not letting my daughter listening to rap music. Like, I get what you guys say when you say that, but I'm so much of a hip hop head, and I'm a hip hop head because of lyricism. I've always liked the lyrical guys, the guys that talked about like normal, regular stuff, because I'm normal and regular. Now, did I know that Wale was getting hung over balconies and doing weirdo stuff and not looking out for people, allegedly? No, I did not know these things. I didn't know that J. Cole got slept by P. Diddy, allegedly. I thought these guys were regular guys like I was. I would have never been in these situations because I'm me. But and none of that matters, honestly, when it comes to the J. Cole or Wale. Those are still two of my top favorite rappers of all time. But it's just, he gives, Coda the Friend just gives that feeling like when I was listening to Wale at 6 a.m. standing in front of the Target at East Liberty trying to get on my second bus so it can take me like down the street to the school. Yes. And guess what? That school is not there anymore. And the bus that I was catching, that doesn't exist anymore either. But he gives me that feeling like, yeah, man, like I can listen to this shit and get something from it. I'm just not. When it comes to a lot of rap music nowadays for me, even though I listen to it, I'm never not going to listen to rap because I'm just a rap fan. But some of it be like, it's almost like I can't listen to it too much because it's so negative that I don't want that to be on my spirit, you know? And that kind of happens a lot. It's like I've accumulated music because I listen to it so much. So you accumulate all this gangsterism over the last couple of years because that's been this wave of hip hop. And when you really sit and listen to it, I understand the excuses of, oh, this is their life and this is their way out. But you have effectively said, fuck any other kid's mind that's getting out, because it's going to be poisoned by what I'm giving you to get my family out of the hood. I get that. And I receive that too. And I don't fight it. I don't have the perspective of Flacco to wish death on all rappers, because in the grand scheme of things, we live in America and the way you get money is the way you get money here. So I don't fault them at a personal level. I don't really think that it's a rapper's job to rear your kid the right way. I feel like if you have your kid listening to Sexy Red, you can't blame Sexy Red. That's not children's music. Even just like 6ix9ine with the whole yellow rainbow hair shit. Just because it's marketed to kids and they're marketing it to kids doesn't mean you should just let them listen to it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Coda's just refreshing. Russ is refreshing. Quincy White's refreshing. I gotta get more into his music. I gotta get more into his background because he's apparently been around for a long time. But yeah, 10 out of 10. And then I had some singles, just two singles that I wanted to give you guys. Gas Me Up by Skepta. Bruh, I don't know what it is. I'm not even a UK rap fan. I'm one of those like snobby Americans when it comes to UK. You niggas do drill rap and you niggas don't have guns. Like, and I get that y'all get busy, but it should be like shank rap or what. I know y'all got a funny name for knives or whatever y'all use to run up on niggas. Call it that, not drill rap. So I think y'all should change. Well, it's probably been too long to change it. It's probably some marketing shit, so I get it. But back to what I was saying. That's my shit, yo. Gas Me Up. Gasoline. Let my trap screen. What was it? They talking about diamonds or precious metals. Nah, that's that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I might have to get into Skepta. I had heard, I think it was Bootleg Kev. They were saying Dave or something like that is one of those guys in the UK rap. I might get into it just because I'm doing this content now. This is obviously going to be set up way better. I'm doing this on the fly. Didn't plan or anything, but God works in mysterious ways. This is why you got to just pick up the camera and do shit, because it's going to come out. It's going to match what you're trying to get. Honorable mention, because I haven't actually finished the project, but Live From The Six, Icewear, Vezo. Y'all already know what's going on when it comes to big Icewear. Talking that shit. A-Tay by Belly Gang Cushington. That's one of the ones. Obviously, he has a bit of a Floridian accent, and I'm probably going to get cursed out by some street guy that's from wherever he's from. Well, fuck, nigga, he ain't from Florida. I think he is from Florida. And honestly, I can be straight up with you. I don't care if he's white. I don't think he is, because the way he's just saying the N-word, it's either he not white or he's like that. And people from the South, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's niggas that's like that. And it's like, hey, man, he done did so much for us. What you want us to say? And he gonna get busy when it come down to us. What you want us to say? That's our boy. I fuck with it. That shit is hard. I really, really wish you could have threw just one more verse. I get it, because that one verse goes crazy, but that beat, man. Or it might be a marketing scheme, and he might have another verse. That really might be the one. Get a hot rapper on it. I ain't gonna lie, throw Finesse on that hoe. I'm trying to think of like some new guys. ESTG. Oh, that feature might be a little bit too much. TG would put a crazy one on that bitch. Honestly, if we really want to talk about somebody that, like, it's probably a realistic thing, one of my favorite guys, Big Fizzle. If you do Big Fizzle on that remix with another verse, I know you got another verse. I know you got some more stories to tell on that beat. I think that shit will go up. But, yeah, one more honorable mention. Since we brought his name up, shit, we got, see, man, the thing, and like, I don't want to talk shit. Oh, another honorable mention, James, Penalty of Leadership, Boldy James and Nicholas Craven. I would say Boldy James is like a drill rapper that raps in slow motion. I ain't gonna lie to you. There's just something that tells me, I don't know if it was him, I don't want to disrespect you, Boldy, but these are real stories. They're very detailed. The gloom and grimness of the bars, like, the art is just too much for me to be like, oh my God, he's talking about crap. Like, I don't care. The art of Boldy James, the pockets he gets into, just like, and he's not scared to try new things. Honestly, bro, you just go back. If you're not listening to a Boldy James tape, go back last 2 years. Just click any one of them five song bitches. My favorite one, if you want me to give you one, is, give me a second. He's always going to have some fire. And you might not, like, I always find something that I like. Like, the last album, And I don't know if his son is on the album. I guess he is. I don't really know, but the last album, Penalty or Prisoner of Circumstance, is almost 23 minutes, but that's some fire on there. But a real recommendation, listen to Fair Exchange, No Robbery. That's real gangster. Mr. 1008, it's more mellow, but worse. And then Be That As It May, he's still doing his thing on there, but different types of beats. And you would never think of every one of them. My favorite song on there is Footprints. So Boldy James, in my opinion, one of the better rapping rappers. He's probably on that list as Currency has his output. And the songs I'm mentioning, all of these are from 2022. Because I know he had an accident. He still dropped 3 albums in 2023. So yeah, Boldy James. Lastly, Big Fizzle, Chosen 1K. This is probably one of my favorite albums of 2023. This is on the list. One of those projects. Just through 34 minutes, 17 songs. I actually don't know the song that is my favorite, but it goes like, I'm a man before anything, won't just go for anything. It might be Forever Clan or Soldier Talk, but the like Cruise Control, Clarity, Fish Scale, Voice. So check out Big Fizzle. Big Fizzle is one of those, he's street nigga. Young street nigga talking about that wild shit, but he can rap. And again, there's something and there's some element of truth within there that you can just feel. I think that's what we're going to do with the podcast. Whatever. We're just going to do whatever. We putting this shit out on YouTube everywhere, boy. And I'm going to just do what I got to do because I think I can speak a little freely since it's the end of the episode. Most of y'all niggas don't listen to that long. I look at the analytics. This tech shit, this boot camp type shit, this, oh, I did this boot camp and then I became this. It sounds great and it looks great as a tweet. But to be successful in this shit takes work. To be successful in something that you didn't get formally educated on is just a grind. It's a grind. So we got to be creative in the way that we make content. There are times that we miss, but I really want to get out of that. Even if it's a 20-minute video as the audio, because I need my reps, bro. I need my reps. And I need to get into that bag. There's this bag that every content creator gets in. A lot of the times I come up on content creators right as they've gotten into that bag. And what I mean is they got their character right. And that's what I want to do in all aspects of the channel and the podcast. So we have to put out content like gotta record. You gotta be picking up the camera at least one time every day, even if it's just for a little bit. So we're just figuring that out. That's really what we're doing. And that's just what it is. I thank whoever is watching, whoever listened to this long, I fuck with you because it really means a lot. And that means you're on a journey early. Boy, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know how I'm gonna change once I start getting money. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might start acting up. But shit, this has been another episode of the Big Podcast. I'm Hemi. Just to let y'all know, CT is right there. She woke up and she seen I was recording, so she just went back to sleep. So Tara's always in the same room, even if she's not on the show, because I mean, you guys know this. It's my girl. But yeah, we'll tell y'all what happened because you know, it's her story to tell. So that's why she wasn't on the show next week. But I'm not editing this shit. We out.